You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Let's talk about In Your Pocket. It's an incredible device that lets you access audiobooks, lets you access talking newspapers, even lets you connect with others as well. Roger Wilson-Hines is a huge fan of the product. He's in Peterborough and he joins me on the line now. Hi, Roger.
Hi there. Nice to talk to you.
So, let's talk about this because you've been using In Your Pocket now for a couple of years and it's fair to say you're a fan.
I'm a great fan of Pocket. And the reason behind all that is that I'm getting older. I used to enjoy being a bright young techie, slick, quick, and know-it-all, and showing off to the world how I could do these things. As you get older, that's not quite too easy. I actually now want to press a button, say, find me a book, or find me a magazine, find me an article about something, or even play BBC Connect Radio. I mean, BBC Radio 4 or RNIB Connect Radio. I can press a button, say what I want, and I get it without all the techie fuss. So I'm a great fan of Pocket.
Yeah, I totally understand that because as I'm getting, not so much older, but I guess I'm getting to a stage where my vision's worse and my desire to get things done is stepping up. You just want things to work for you, don't you? You don't want
Absolutely.
To be in a position where you're having to really, it's like a battle to get what you want. Yeah. But what we want to talk about with you, because you've been connecting, you've been getting all techie with your In Your Pocket device. You've been connecting it to all kinds of Bluetooth devices. So first explain to those who might not know what that kind of technology is and how that would work within your pocket.
Well, yes, I've had to make changes in the way I live because my sight and hearing has deteriorated over the last 5 years or so. So, like I say, I need things easy. But the best way to think of Bluetooth in a non-techie way is that you don't need wires. You can have your headphones near to where you are and near to your phone, and they work together. Whatever's on the phone comes over your headphones. I use a Bluetooth microphone. I don't need wires. I talk to the Bluetooth microphone and it goes into my computer. So that's the easiest way to think of Bluetooth with no wires.
It's like magic, isn't it?
It's magic.
It really
yeah,
is.
That's right, yeah.
And
it works well.
And you've been connecting to a lot of different devices, and I want to talk about those, but one in particular is your hearing aids.
Uh-huh.
You're connecting now to those. That's really interesting.
Yeah. Hearing aids, do you know... 30% of blind people have something like a significant hearing loss. It's amazing.
I didn't know that.
A lot of us. Yeah. Well, I suppose it's because most blind people are senior. So that puts a bit of a bias to the thing.
Yeah.
But most of us, and of course it's so important to us to have the best possible hearing. Second thing is we hate hearing aids when you first have them. I don't know whether you've got experience of this, but when you first put a hearing aid in, you get crash bang, everything's out of order, it's too noisy, it's uncontrolled. Your brain hasn't learned to control it yet. So, you need to persevere with these things for a few months, and then your brain takes over and makes it a pleasant, manageable experience. So I got to the stage where I listened to News Quiz. I like comedian stuff on the radio, and it's fast, and I miss 10%, 20%, 30% now, probably up to 40% of what's going on, and I didn't want that. So I had to do something drastic about a hearing aid, and I've gone private. I don't mind being straightforward about it. I don't have a car, so I can buy a hearing aid, yeah?
Yeah, that seems fair enough, yeah.
And I get the best possible results, and the magic is I can connect my phone, my In Your Pocket, directly to the hearing aid. So it goes from the phone, the sound goes straight into my ears, and my hearing aids are customized so I get the best possible frequency range. I hear the S's and the F's and the B's and the P's, which are all difficult, and it's lovely. So that the most important thing for me is to have hearing aids connected directly to the phone.
But it's not only your hearing aids you're connecting. You are connecting other devices as well. You have been playing with sunglasses that have got speakers built in as well from Bose?
Yeah, yeah. But on the way to getting things sorted out perfectly with my hearing aid, I've tried all sorts of things. Now, I'll mention a couple of them. There's a company called Aftershocks, and they make bone conduction hearing aids. So you put them over your head, and you have an earpiece near to each ear, and the band goes over the back of your neck. And the sound is kind of pumped into your hearing aid or into your ears if you don't wear one. And it also gets pumped into the bones of your head. So you get the bass back, which you used to have. You can hear proper music. You can hear proper rock music again. It's lovely. And again, no wires. They work well. I think they cost about £90. There are cheap ones, but it's not worth bothering with those. They go wrong. They're not reliable. So you have this advice. When you're walking outside, if you're using your technology to show you the way around, you can hear the instructions. No wires. It just comes to your ears. If you're inside, you're listening to music. Great. You don't have to have the radio on loud and drive your missus up the wall. So they're a good thing. Aftershocks. There's another version of this made by Bose. Bose are a very well-known company for sound systems. They make sunglasses, and in each frame is a tiny speaker pretty close to your ears or your hearing aid. So you wear these glasses. Once you've set them up in the first place, you put them on and they work. You take them off and they switch themselves off. So no hassle, no poking about with passwords and all that kind of nonsense. And they give you a good, broad frequency signal of what's going on. They're Bose. They're called Bose frames. And they are a pair of sunglasses. And if it was important to you to have an appropriate lens, you could take them to an optician and you could have your own prescription lens fitted. But that's no good to me, so I just have the sunglasses as they are.
Mm.
And out in the garden in the sunshine, lovely.
Very nice, yeah, and you know, great sound as well. But in addition to that, you've also been connecting some other devices, and I guess this goes to the heart of the question some people have about in your pocket. You know, how does it stack up compared to the Amazon Echo or the Google Home? And your answer to that is, with those smart speakers, you know what? Just connect them together.
Well, that's what we do. Probably. Some listeners might find it difficult to find a radio that works for them. It's all touch screen and things being set up. It's not like the old days where you twiddled a knob and found the radio station you wanted. So what you can do with in your pocket, you can say, listen to RNIB Connect Radio. And it'll come up, it'll give you a choice of four stations. And the first one in this instance would be RNIB Connect Radio. So it comes over the phone, again with this magic Bluetooth, you connect it to either Alexa or Google Home, and you have a good sound. Particularly, Alexa's a very good sound. I think probably Google Home might give you more other information, but you get a very good sound when any phone, and Pocket in particular, is connected to Alexa. You get a good frequency range, plenty of bass, good sharp tone. It's an ideal way to listen to your book or your radio station or your podcast.
I mean, you're mentioning lots of exciting technology here that people can use in conjunction with In Your Pocket, which is brilliant. But just while I've got you, there is one area of In Your Pocket I want to focus in on, and that is the search capability, which is something you cite as being able to search in a way that no other device currently offers for a blind person. Why is it so good on In Your Pocket, and what does it offer us as blind people?
You know, you hear the words AI, artificial intelligence. Search used to be you key in or you speak a word and the machine, the computer or the laptop or the phone would buzz through a whole database of appropriate words until it finds the right one and give you some kind of response. And it was pretty good. It was wonderful, in fact, because it was new. But the magic of the Pocket AI research system is that it instantly grabs everything related to what you said. So if you said you want a book about, find me a book about bees. Within seconds, you've got probably 5, 10, 20 books about bees. And it's as quick as that. And it is the pure power of artificial intelligence. It's a very advanced search engine. Some people might call it a classifier. A classifier means it looks for stuff by category. Like if you're looking for bees, that would be under the insect category, you see. So it's a way of grabbing categories of things, names, genre, topics, authors, whatever you like, radio stations, podcasts, And presumably in time, when things advance a little bit more, we'll be able to shop this way. We'll be able to say, yeah, take me to Waitrose. What have you got in the way of cheese? And then the Waitrose database would respond, I've got 38 mentions of cheese. You can have cheese crisps. You can have cheese and onion rub, whatever. And you say yes to the one you want and no to the one you don't want. And I think that's probably how shopping will be for us in the future. So Pocket leads the way in the search engine, as you quite rightly say.
Roger Wilson-Hines, thank you for your time and your expertise on this. I think a lot of people are going to be interested in what you had to say.
It's a great pleasure to talk to you, and I hope it gives a few listeners a bit of inspiration, a bit of encouragement to explore new things, put things together, get the very best out of technology. Whether you're old or young, or whether you've got all sorts of problems, give it a go.
Yeah, I'm sure that will definitely be the case. Thank you so much, Roger. You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio.